The Word of Truth broadcast sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Sheldon Jr. speaking. We count the privilege to be able to come in your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, then He also called. And whom He called, then He also justified. And whom He justified, then He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for this precious word of Thine that Thou dost give us to rest in, and for our souls to be comforted in, that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord, who are the called according to Thy purpose. Take Thy word home to the hearts of those who are here today. Deal with each and every one according to Thy mercy, and meet each need, our Father. For it is in Christ's name that we ask that You would meet each need of each heart and deliver according to Thy will. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Wisdom.
That's my favorite. I love that song because it glorifies my blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all that He's done for my never dying soul, because He has redeemed me by His precious blood. And I give Him honor and glory and praise at this time. Do you? He's a precious Lord, gracious Redeemer, and I praise Him. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. Dear friend, we'd like to hear from you as to how God is dealing with your heart with these messages that come into your home week after week. Would you write us? And when you do ask for these messages that we're delivering on the grace of God, we'd be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. And also the free book that we're giving away this month is entitled All of Grace by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. These messages come straight from the heart of Brother Spurgeon and focuses in upon the grace of God to amplify the Scripture declaration, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. We'd like to send you this little book, free and postpaid, 128 pages dealing with the grace of God. Our mailing address, Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. We come in the fifth message in this series on the messages on the grace of God. And this will conclude this series. And today we desire to look with you at the consummation of the reign of grace in our glorification with Christ in heaven. What a theme for our souls is found in Romans chapter 8 that we read to you, verses 28, 29, and 30. For we know that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord, who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. These links form the one complete chain of God's grace toward His people. And this chain with these links are found in these expressions. God's eternal purpose, which was His eternal counsel, as set forth in Ephesians 1:11. His foreknowledge, which led to that election of grace, according to Romans 11:5. His predestination, which marked out the path by which grace would come and reign over His people, Romans 8:29. His effectual calling, which was the voice of His Spirit, making His people willing in the day of His power, according to Psalms 110:3. His justification, which is given us by faith, Romans 4:5. And then last, and just as important, the glorious truth of our glorification in Christ and with Christ in heaven in the ages to come. Now, my dear friend, I praise God that He's left us this. This is His Word, and I must declare unto you the whole counsel of God. It is according to God's purpose. It is according to God's foreknowledge. It is according to God's predestinating grace in eternity, and then in time, the effectual calling of God's people by the Spirit, their justification before God in Christ based upon the cross work of our Lord Jesus, and then that glorification in Christ and with Christ in heaven in the ages to come. Now, we have spoken to all of these in these messages on the grace of God, and we desire today to look at the last of these golden links and shows you how grace definitely reigns in our glorification as we rule and reign with Christ in eternity. Will you listen? The question is asked, what does glorification mean? Or as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8:17, what does it mean to be glorified together with Christ? Listen, I'll give you the definition. Glorification means full and entire deliverance from sin and evil in all their effects and in every respect on body, soul, and spirit. You see, in glorification, the whole man will be completely and entirely delivered from every harmful effect of sin. Yes, from every tarnishing and polluting effect of sin. And not only this, but we shall become like the Lord Jesus Christ, perfect, glorified with Him. For you see, our blessed Lord Jesus is already glorified, and we shall be glorified together with Him. And our glorification, like everything else that happens to us in the Christian life, is the result of our union with Christ, our being joined to Him by His marvelous grace through the operation of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that precious? I believe it is. And did you catch what we said? I said glorification means the full and entire deliverance from sin and evil and all their effects in every respect on body, soul, and spirit. We've been delivered. Our conscience or our soul has been washed in the blood of Christ. Our spirit has been made new and renewed by the grace of God. But we are still in these old bodies. And as Romans 8 tells us, we groan in these bodies, waiting to be delivered on with that glorified body from above. In other words, we are waiting for the adoption, to wit, our bodies, the reconciling of our bodies. And the Lord Jesus said He's going to give us new bodies. And this is going to be our glorification. And they're going to be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Now, as we go through the Scriptures, I want you to note that this glorification by grace of the people of God is called being caught up into the paradise of God, according to 2 Corinthians 12:4. And it is an allusion to the Garden of Eden. For at God's right hand are pleasures forevermore, according to Psalm 16:11. To signify its grandeur, its magnificence, and its glory, the glorification of God's people, it is called a crown and a kingdom in 2 Timothy 4:18. And to show that it is unfading and incorruptible, to show that none shall enjoy it except by the Redeemer's obedience, it is called a crown of righteousness, according to 2 Timothy 4:8, and also a crown of life, and a crown of glory, according to Revelation 2:10. As a kingdom, it was prepared for believers before the foundation of the world, and is the kingdom of their Father, who bestows it upon them here and hereafter. To show its continuance, it is called an everlasting kingdom. Those who enjoy it are called kings and are said to sit upon thrones and to reign in this life, according to Revelation 5:10. But my friend, the thing that matters most to me in our glorification is this, that mine eyes shall see the King in His beauty, according to Isaiah 33:17. And I shall behold my blessed Lord in all His glory, and be with Him where He is for eternity. This precious thought is brought out in so many places in the Scriptures. For what would be heaven? What would heaven be without Christ? And what would heaven be if we could not behold Him whom our souls love? If we go to the book of Job, which was the oldest book of the Bible, we hear Job saying, I know that my Redeemer liveth, whom I shall see myself, and mine eyes shall behold. So we see from the very beginning of time that all of the children of God have waited with blessed anticipation to behold the face of their lovely Lord. And to me, that's what heaven is going to be all about. As we dwell upon the new earth and look at the new heavens, the starry heavens, because God's heaven is going to come down to this earth and God is going to dwell among His people upon the restored earth forever and forever. And the thing that rejoices my soul is that we're going to live in His presence and see His lovely face, the face of our lovely Lord throughout eternity. Again, the psalmist bore witness to the same longing of his soul in these words. The same longing that Job had. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold. And the psalmist said in Psalm 17, 15, and 16, 11, he had this same desire. He said, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. For in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Yes, the psalmist, like all of God's children, would not be satisfied until he could behold the face of Christ and be by his right hand where there are pleasures forevermore. Dear friend, how about you and I? Do we long for and wait for the coming of the Lord, who is going to change these vile bodies of our humiliation and fashion them like unto His glorious body? Do we long and wait for His coming that we might see Him face to face? That we might be like Him? The beloved Apostle John said that he and all of God's children did this. Listen to what he said in 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And how shall we see Him? Why, like Job, these eyes shall behold Him. And like David, we will have fullness of joy in His presence, awake in His likeness. Behold the King in all of His beauty and all of His glory. And I ask again, what does this blessed thought do to us? What does it work in our hearts now as God's children? I want you to listen. 1 John 3:3 tells us, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as Christ is pure. Yes, it makes us desire to live a holy life, for we know that without holiness no man shall see the Lord, Hebrews 12:14. And then again, it makes us cry the words of 1 Peter 1:8-9, whom having not seen, you love. In whom, that is in Christ, though now you see Him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Yes, this blessed hope of glorification by the grace of God causes us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. What a hope! What a joy! What a blessing to wait for our Lord from heaven, and to live for Him with our lamps all trimmed and burning, waiting upon the Lord from glory. Occupy until He comes, letting our light shine, sending forth the word of truth around the world, doing all that we can by the grace of God to preach the word to as many as we can, being faithful, and then laying hold of those gracious truths, and by faith they becoming living realities to our heart. And we can say with the Apostle Paul, while we at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Really, I would rather be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. But we must wait a while. For me to live as Christ, to die as gain, and to be with Christ would be far better. But He tells us to tarry till He comes, and occupy till He comes, and continue to live for Him in this wicked and perverted world. and wait for the Lord from glory. Don't you love those words? He gives us those instructions in Philippians chapter 2. Listen to them and see what he says. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you might be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. We may rejoice when? In the day of the Lord, that we have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. God doesn't tell us to run and get away from it all and go on the mountainside or out in the desert or out in the wilderness someplace. He says, occupy till I come. Be faithful, holding forth the word of life and the word of truth. That when the Lord comes, we will not be ashamed at His coming. Are you listening? This is a blessed thought to me, and I wait for that glorification. Do you? Dear friend, I believe we can find in the book of Revelation how we shall behold the King in His beauty when we see Him. Let us go through this precious book and see the beauty of our King as revealed in the Lamb. In chapter 5, we see Him as the Lamb before whom all the redeemed ones in all ages fall down and sing praises unto His name. Listen to those words. And they sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and people and tongue and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I'm going to be among that number, are you? That's the glorified redemption that we're waiting for. But we anticipate it and know it by faith even now, for these are the same things that I cry to Him daily as we praise Him and look to Him. Yes, we shall see the King in His beauty as the Lamb, the one who was crucified in our place upon the cross, who rose from the grave, leaving all our sins in the tomb and triumphing over all our foes, and who went into heaven to be our great high priest within the veil. Then in Revelation 7:17, we see His beauty and His mercies toward His people, for we read, The Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto living waters of life, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. In Revelation 12:11, we find how all those in heaven overcame all their enemies. It was by the blood of the Lamb. In Revelation 14:4, we see a beautiful sight. All the redeemed ones following the Lamb, whithersoever He goes. And what are they doing as they follow Him? Revelation 15:3 tells us, They are singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. It is the song of redemption. And this is what they are singing. Great and marvelous are Thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are Thy ways, Thou King of saints. Oh, what a blessed time that will be to follow the Lamb, the King, the Lord of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh. And to behold His beauty and His glory and to be with Him forever and forever. And dear friend, to me this is glorification. To share the glory of Christ and to behold the glory of the Lamb throughout eternity. Was not that what our Lord prayed for in His high priestly prayer in John 17:24? Father, I pray that those whom Thou hast given me may be where I am. For what reason? That they may behold my glory. They may share it with me throughout eternity. Beloved, that's the end of all grace, and I praise God for it. But that's not all. We shall see the King in His beauty as the Lamb at the supper, at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yes, we shall behold the King in His beauty as He serves us at His table in the heavenlies. We shall see His nail-scarred hands and look into His face of love. We shall reap for joy that ever by His grace we were made partakers of this divine nature and given the privilege to sit at His table, redeemed from all our sins, clothed in His perfect garment of righteousness. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Isn't that grace? This to me, dear beloved, is the end of it all, the glory of it all, just to see His face in righteousness and to follow the Lamb whithersoever He goes. This to me will be heaven. For so it is now. For by faith we behold Him now, and we follow Him whithersoever He goes now, and we shall do it throughout eternity. I don't believe we could close this message in any other way, but to give you the words of the songwriter, will you listen? When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. When by the gift of His infinite grace, I am accorded in heaven a place, just to be there and to look on His face, will through the ages be glory for me. Friends will be there I've loved long ago, joy like a river around me will flow, yet just a smile from my Savior I know, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by His grace I shall look on His face, that will be glory for me. And I say amen. And I say with Brother John as he closed the book of Revelation, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, and take us to be with You. For Thine is the honor and the glory and the power forever and ever. For Thou art our Lord and Thou art our King. Friend, do you know Him? I trust that God will work in your hearts today by His marvelous grace, wrought there which doing the work which only He can do. You'll want a copy of these messages. They're in print. The grace of God. Write for them by name. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.